This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. A top aide who has been traveling with U.S. President Donald Trump has tested positive for COVID-19, AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
One of President Trump's closest aides, Hope Hicks, has tested positive for the new coronavirus. That's according to an administration official who had to remain anonymous when discussing someone's health information. Hicks serves as counselor to President Trump. She traveled with him multiple times this week, including Wednesday for a rally in Minnesota and Tuesday aboard Air Force One for the presidential debate in Cleveland. Hicks had been the White House communications director but left the administration in 2018, soon after telling a House committee she had to tell white lies during her time at the Trump White House. Hicks, a former model, rejoined the administration this year ahead of the November election. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Meanwhile, President Trump says that he and First Lady Melania Trump are awaiting coronavirus test results. The head of one drug maker rushing to make a coronavirus vaccine is pushing back against President Trump's claim about when a vaccine will be ready. AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
Top federal health officials have repeatedly said a vaccine's unlikely to be widely available until early next year.
I've spoken to the companies and we can have it a lot sooner. It's a very political thing.
One of those he mentioned at this week's debate is Pfizer, whose chief says he's disappointed the vaccine work being politicized. The AP obtained a letter Albert Bourla sent his U.S. employees trying to reassure them Pfizer will not bend to pressure to move more quickly. Bourla says the company is moving at the speed of science. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Find more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. This is VOA News. About 2,000 Honduran migrants hoping to reach the United States have entered Guatemala on foot. Immigration authorities say they crossed Thursday through the newly reopened frontier that had been shut by the coronavirus pandemic. Authorities had hoped to register them, but officials on hand were outnumbered, and the migrants hustled through without registering. Guatemala's president quickly vowed to detain them and return them to Honduras, saying they represented a threat to the health of Guatemalan citizens amid efforts to contain the coronavirus pandemic. The new group was reminiscent of a migrant caravan that formed years ago, shortly before U.S. midterm elections. The European Union has taken legal action against Britain over its plans to pass legislation that would breach parts of the legally binding divorce agreement the two sides reached late last year. The EU move Thursday underscored the worsening relations with Britain, which was a member of the bloc until January 31st. Both sides are trying to forge a rudimentary free trade agreement before the end of the year, but the fight over the controversial UK internal market bill has soured relations this month. The presidents of France, Russia, and the United States called Thursday for an immediate ceasefire between the ethnic Armenian forces around Nagorno-Karabakh, but Turkey's president said that the three big powers should have no role in the peace moves. They called for an immediate cessation of hostilities between their relevant military forces and the heaviest clashes since the 1990s. France, Russia, and the United States are co-chairs of the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe's Minsk Group, set up to mediate in a decades-old conflict over the mountainous enclave in the South Caucasus. But in a speech to Turkey's parliament just before the three countries' statement, President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said he opposed their involvement. Dozens of people have been reported killed and hundreds wounded since Sunday in fighting that has renewed concern about stability in the South area, a corridor for pipelines carrying oil and gas to world markets. Madrid will become the first European capital to go back into lockdown in coming days after the region's leader reluctantly agreed Thursday to obey a central government order to ban non-essential travel to and from the Spanish capital. Meanwhile, the rest of Europe faces a climb in cases and tighter restrictions. The city of over 3 million people is set to go into lockdown in the coming days after the region's leader reluctantly agreed to obey the regional law. Madrid has found itself caught in a fight between its national and local governments. More at voanews.com. By remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.